God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
We'll open the meeting for the month of August. The motion to approve the next July 11th meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Close. Carry. Motion to approve budget to actual reports, month of July.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Close. Carry. Motion to approve the payment of bills.
Motion, second.
All in favor? Close. Carry. Other comments? Sam, is he here?
No.
He was first on the list. Sally?
Okay, so this is just a general soft ask. It's not coming in as a hostile probe. I'm just trying to clarify what happened in the last meeting when Robin Andrews turned up with a resolution for a grant. So can you just kind of fill me in on the background? I mean, did they complete that committee? Did they complete the 30-day request, which is...
They didn't have to.
That's what I'm asking. Why didn't they have to?
Because it's... Robin's working for us, so we don't have to, we all knew about it, so that was it. She didn't have to do the 30-day thing.
So it's a different set of rules for the village?
It's kind of like the zoning rules.
I beg your pardon?
It's kind of like the zoning rules. The village doesn't have to follow its own zoning rules.
I just want, I'm not being hostile, I just need to understand how the playing field goes.
Yep.
Right? And what I've sort of said, I'm not being hostile, it's a soft ask. So the village... leading on then, so you had all discussed that it was going to be an application that Robin Andrews was going to write, is that correct?
Yeah, and actually Jason's working on it.
It's already submitted.
Yeah.
And the village had committed to the 10% match?
Yeah.
Yes? So this is something that, you know, it's really strange to me. It's like in all the time that PB Inc. has been writing, and we've done over $8 million worth of grants and that's improved the village. That's not the gross impact, that's just straight grant money. And we've always been told that there was no match, no money, and then suddenly we see, you know, a 10% match becoming so easily available for $6,500.
Yeah.
And so can you explain that? It's like...
Yes, I can explain it.
Okay.
We didn't have the fireworks this year, so there was an extra $2,600 left for no fireworks. We can do the match over 2 years. So we have more than two-thirds of it for this year. We'll find the other third someplace, and next year we'll put it in the budget. No problem. Done.
So the village now are willing to put in match to grants. Is that the
It's 30, whatever, half of... The $6,000 was. It wasn't $6,000 even, it was 63 something. I don't remember. Yes.
So you're now willing to put match in to look at it?
This is our project. Of course we are.
Right, but the village, the BOA, and the LWRP are your projects, and PB Inc. is matching to the tune of $37,000. Because the village award said they didn't have any match money. So
$37,000 is a lot different than $6,000 on a community, something a community had called for.
All right, so taking that conversation one more step, because I think it's not important to have the step in a public meeting. So as you'll see in my notes, PB Inc. on a village project as a goal of the BOA, and you know that what we're doing is, you know, getting the village of Hillmont for the historic district. So it's a village project, and we've raised that $14,000 from the Preserve New York Fund. So where does the village stand on looking at the remainder of the fee. So the consultant's fee is a total of 23,000. Preserve New York is coming in at 14, and we've got the top level of funding awarded there. And so if you're saying that you're open now to matches, and the historic district is a village project, where are you standing on that?
I don't know if we're open to matches. We're open to that match because it gets the comprehensive plan review on board. We haven't discussed this, but the comprehensive plan review was something we all wanted done.
So in other words, are you saying at this point that you don't want the Village of Philmont Historic District to take place? Is that the signal you're giving out?
You're putting words into my mouth.
No, I'm asking you. So I'm not putting words in your mouth, I'm asking you.
I think we all want it to take place. It's just that this is takes precedent over what that does, in my book.
Do you not think that perhaps it could have been discussed in an open meeting so that it wasn't done behind closed doors?
We never did discuss the comprehensive review behind closed doors.
Did you discuss in an open meeting that it was going to be a CFA application?
I think we did it at a workshop.
And did it come through into a public meeting documented that you'd be picking up the match?
I think it did.
Well, it's a village board decision.
Yeah.
But there was no pre.
There's no requirement that they air all of that at a public meeting to satisfy any legal requirement to apply for the grant. Whether they match or not, if they decide to match on a grant, if they decide to match on grant A but not B, C, and D, and decide to match on E, F, and G, that's their prerogative as the village board.
That's what I'm asking. I'm trying to find where the playing field lies. So how would you advise the historic, the Heritage Working Group as a borough project? How would you advise this whole project I do want to put something up here. We did put in a proposal in October to you guys. We did tell you in October that the fees for the nomination would be 23,000. We had the quote from the. And we've submitted that in October. And we thought, well, you know, we have no money. So now I'm asking you, what should be the next step to ask the village for historic district that will benefit over 400 property owners? How would you like to respond to telling me and telling the group, which is now 15 members, what should be the next step? Should we re-propose to you and say we have this Preserve New York, which will start the payment to the preservation specialist? She can start the nomination. There's $9,000 more. Would the village be open to helping with the match to pay for those consultant fees?
Well, that was budgeted and planned and already accepted and moving forward, correct?
Say it again?
It's already budgeted, planned, and moving forward, correct?
What is budgeted, planned, and moving forward?
Well, okay, I'll boil it down to this. You know, I'll give it to you on a county realm. If the Sheriff's Department applies for a grant for 3 new police cars, they can get a grant. The Mental Health Department can apply for additional psychiatric services with federal salary share money. Each individual grant or project is going to be evaluated by the legislative board, and they're going to apply to it what they think they should to make it go forward. It seems to me like your question is, well, I didn't get the match, and now this one's getting the match, so do I get the match now? And what my point is to you is the BOA, the LWRP, and the historic district projects all had a plan, a budget, a timeline, and that's all been planned already. Are you asking them to change that and now give you matching funds? Or are you just upset because they matched something else and didn't match something that PB Inc's on? Which you can state, I mean, you kind of did, but I guess just to be clear, what are you asking the board?
I'm asking.
They're not going to set a policy, a procedure, a rule that all grants will be matched or all grants won't be matched. Like, they will evaluate what they evaluate and apply for what they apply for using the contractor they desire for that grant,
so
and then they'll match what they want.
What you're saying is because we planned for it, that it's now off the table?
No, I mean, you can ask them. You can.
That's what
you
I'm
can,
doing here.
Well, you're kind of like dancing
I'm
around.
Saying,
well, I'm going to tell you the same thing that he did. What you've got going has nothing to do with what the Comprehensive Plan Review Committee's got going. Yours was already in progress. I don't know what that has to do to change what you're doing.
Because you're saying that the Comprehensive Plan is a village project, and but the Historic District is a village project.
All right, so let me just cut to the chase here. No, we're not going to give you the $23,000 because we don't have it. It wasn't budgeted. We can find $6,000 over 2 years. So if you want the Historic District to come along, it's going to continue the same way as it is right now, or it's not going to happen. Then we reevaluate our partnership.
So the partnership on what exactly?
Between between the Village of Philmont and PBA.
I don't think there's anything in our alliance agreement that covers the Historic District. It's not the Boa Grant, and it's not the LWRP. And we're not asking for $23,000. We're saying with the fees are $23,000, of which this is the first grant that we've managed to get, $14,000.
Yep.
So there's an outstanding amount of $9,000.
Yep.
And I'm asking here right now, what is it that needs to happen so that we can present this one more time, because there was a no response to the October request in the proposal that we put was a 10-point proposal from the Historic Working Group that we said we would be doing this. And one of those points, I think it's number 6, was we will be applying to the Preservation League for a Preserve New York grant. So we've done that, and we're very lucky to have received it. Not only did we receive it, we were in the top three in terms of the amount. So, you know, we've got really good standing there, and we've done that. So now I'm saying we're at this point, and we'd like to be able to be in position to be able to say, to ask the board, what is it that we now need to do for you to consider the remainder of the $9,000, which it needs to be raised to pay for the consultant fees, not money coming to PB Inc. We provided all this in October, right? It's her fees. It's coming out of the Cultural Resource Survey that we raised all the money and did that, and that was completed in 21. And now here is this next step. And it seems that, you know, it is a village project. It will create the Village of Philmont Historic District, which will benefit over 400 property owners. And so it's like, where's the village? You're going to be involved in this. You know, there are public meetings that have to take place. It's not a PB Inc. project. It's a village project. And it has nothing to do with the alliance agreement. So holding that over my head is really not going to work, Brian, because the alliance agreement only addresses the BOA and the LWRP. It's completely separate from the Historic District.
So
you know, would you like to take over the Historic District?
Are you asking if you can make a pitch, or are you making a pitch and chiding them for not accepting your pitch tonight?
I'm asking for guidance to fill them in, and they need to know
I don't want you to make a pitch to get reimbursed on a match grant if the answer is just going to be no, which is kind of the message that the mayor
gave. It's not a reimbursement, Ron. So
no,
you don't even
you're looking for the $9,000 in match funds.
Say it again?
You're looking for the October request and the $9,000 in match funds. You're asking if you can ask them for that again, right? I'm just trying to follow along.
In October, I wasn't asking. I said, this is what we're doing. There's a $23,000 proposal from this specialist.
Right.
Who to write the national state nomination.
Got it.
Can the village participate on any level?
Right.
Wasn't really asking for a match. It was like, this is what we're faced with, right? And then, you know, it was like, well, we don't have any money. So now what I'm doing, I'm trying to fill in the gaps and say, well, this is where we are now. You know, had we not got the Preserve New York grant, the preservation specialist couldn't have started. So we'd be at, you know, ground zero again, right? But now we're starting.
and you're asking for tonight.
I'm asking the board to tell me what it is that needs to be done to put this in a more formal way in front of the board, so that PBA doesn't get stuck with, you know, the extra lift of a $9,000, you know.
So if the other project never had happened.
What other project?
The comprehensive plan.
Comprehensive plan, the one that you're here complaining about, plus funding. If that hadn't happened, you wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
I would still be coming back to you. Wouldn't it make any difference? I was just kind of like amazed that suddenly there's matching run money, and I've always been
doing. $9,000 that you're disputing, you would have had to raise anyway.
No, I would still be coming back to the village and say, oh, look, we've done really, really well.
And
we've managed to get this grant.
And here's how I see the difference. What the work that Robin is doing is all volunteer work. You belong to a corporation, PB Inc. I know you're not for profit, but you live on what you do.
None of this grant money goes to pay PB Inc. We're volunteering.
Right. I gave you a chance to talk, so let me talk.
All right.
So that's where I see the difference. You are a paid entity. You pay your bills, you pay your light bill, you feed yourself off of what you do every day with these grants. Robin is not getting a nickel from us to do this. So why would we hold her to,
I'm not asking you to hold Robin, and by the way, the $23,000, and you have this in the proposal, none of that count goes to PB. We're volunteering our time. We volunteered our time to write the grant. We volunteer our resources. So we're volunteering. Nobody's paying for that. PB is volunteering that. The $23,000, all goes to pay for the consultant who benefits a village project.
And that's in kind services or cash?
Cash.
The $23,000.
$23,000, yes. We paid $20,000 to get the survey done. And the nomination is a huge amount of work. It's more work. And her fee is $23,000. And it's a village project. It's in the BOA. He's being picked it up. We're not making any money. We're contributing our time and our volunteer and our resources and our experience.
So PB Inc. is paying the $23,000 out of your own funds?
The grant that we just received, when we received the check from Preserve New York, it will be made up for $14,000. PB Inc. will bank that, and we will then pay the consultant those fees, and then we document the entire, all the payments back to, as she does her work, she sends in an invoice, we pay it, can keep the council checks, and at the end of that $14,000, a budget reconciliation is done and sent to Preserve New York, close out the grant. Yes, they received $14,000. Yes, the work was done by the consultant, by the preservation specialist. Here are all the checks, a full accounting, grant closed. PB Inc. doesn't receive any of that money. No grants administration, no time that we expend.
If it was a village project and we were hiring for professional services for that amount and paying for them, we'd have to go out to bid. We couldn't just say, okay, this is the woman that's going to do it. Yes?
It depends on the grant requirement. At times, yes, you have to do an RFP or RFQ.
And that didn't happen.
The Preserve New York doesn't work like that, because it's a highly specialized. And in fact, you're only allowed to interview people that's on their list, which we did at the very beginning. We did a significant procurement process at the beginning of the CSR, the cultural resource, and interviewed more than 10. She was awarded, and then she stays with the project. You can't then break your consultant and hire another consultant. She wrote the cultural resource survey. So the whole procurement thing is not really relevant here. On top
all
of
right.
which...
I'm just sensing some backpedaling in the timing of this.
Well,
seems bizarre.
I think we need a workshop to discuss this. So
okay,
we'll figure it out at a workshop what we're going to do. My guess is that we're going to continue as we are. because, you know, with the Woods project going on, there was a huge call for zoning changes, and you can't do zoning changes until you find out what the residents want. So then the comprehensive review.
I'm not asking to take the money from the comprehensive plan.
No, I'm just, let me finish. This historic district is more of a luxury than it is a need. The comprehensive plan review is a real need at this point. With all the contention that there was throughout the Woods project, I think it's huge to get that done. And that's all I've got to say. And I think we're going to move on at this point. We'll discuss, Sally will discuss it at a workshop. So, I know you're not signed up to talk. You want to do this? You want to just give everybody an overview of what we've got going on between?
Well, there's a group that existed for some years, nine counties in New York called, let's see, Valley Partners for Progress, and they do an annual group of fellows that basically collaborate and analyze urban. Urban meaning all the way down to villages, particular types of problems and problem resolution. So it's geared upon, it's data-driven, research-driven, and the objective is to find solutions that will also reflect the experience of other communities within these counties. And it involves bi-monthly or monthly seminars with various specialists that will range everything from zoning to natural resource base and so forth. So that starts up with a survey this Thursday with another planner from that group is coming and doing a walkabout. And it's called the Main Street Program, even though it involves more than just the main street of these communities. And then the seminars begin in the following week, I think.
This is something that Deborah was working on before she left. I don't know when she's coming back.
I don't either.
She's lucky she's still on vacation.
Yeah, they're offering some seminars that a village board member and a member of the public, I don't know, maybe that would be Peter.
Peter.
And we need to apply for that money. But Deb was kind of taking the lead on that.
Yeah, well, she's been out for months. So.
Yeah. Do you know about the timing of the paperwork that has to be done?
There's been no mention for the communications with me, I don't know, with Jessica's. I had a sense that poor communities don't pay anything, but that was just reading of many.
I was in on all the emails on that, and that's not true.
It's $2,000. I sent the idea from Patents for Progress, and first of all, you got the name of the organization on. I sent it to the village, and I thought it was a really good thing if somebody from the village could do it, and the fee is $2,000.
And that was off-putting.
Yeah.
So Deborah was in communication with, I can't remember the guy's name, I've met him before.
Eric.
And was going to try to get the fee down or free, but it's not just set in stone that we'll get it free.
I haven't been part of that discussion. So
well, you will be from now on since you're on the committee.
Which committee is that?
It's the Patterns for Progress.
Okay.
He's going to be the village resident.
Okay.
Jessica was going to be the one from the board,
along with
Deborah or whoever else we pick.
They only want two people.
Yeah. And
so it wouldn't be Deborah and Jessica. It would be one or the other.
It may be that it's too much work for Jessica. You know, maybe we can't release her for that, so one of us may have to.
I'm happy to take over, Deborah, Peter.
Deborah, the only reason I'm not going to put Deborah in that position is because she's already on the review plan, or review with Robin. So.
Well, who do you have on economic development? Because that's really what it boils down to. That would be
Larry
and Jason, right?
I believe so.
I'm happy to take the lead on this one, Peter. That's fine. No problem.
And I'm sure it's not going to bother Jessica one way or another.
No.
Because.
Right?
No.
Sure. So you're going to be the village board person?
Yes.
Along with Peter, who is the village resident.
But there was a cutoff date on the application.
We'll figure that out tonight or tomorrow.
It already went in.
The applications are. Deborah sent it in before she.
She didn't tell me she sent it out.
Deborah sent it in before she left. It was like the day before she left.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, cool.
And it's already.
I'll talk to Peter tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it goes back to this. So the village is going to pay the $2,000?
No.
Right.
If they don't give it to us, we're not going to do it. But Deborah was negotiating that. Or, you know, maybe if they say it's $200 or something, we'll bite that.
And she's probably still negotiating it from wherever she was, because she has called me a couple times from wherever else she is. So.
And she's corresponding. Correspondence with her, yeah. So she's communicating, checking in.
All right, thank you, Peter. attorney's report.
There's just a couple ongoing projects. We had communication, Jessica and I, with bond counsel on your renewal of your van. We're bonding for the wastewater treatment plant. The DEC grant is what's going to roll over, so that can happen. As you mentioned, the Woods project was before the planning board. They concluded their secret review and their final approval. Subject to paperwork resolutions, you know, the crossing of the T's and the dotting of the I's. The short-term rental regulations have gone to the planning board. Planning board gave some comment back that I need to process, but it's also gone to the county planning board. When we get those back, it'll come back to you guys, either at a board or a workshop, to have the final say on how you want it. And then we would have to have a public hearing and adopt it as a local law. So next couple of months, that should come together. And then as we discussed earlier, UPSU, the union, there's a negotiation of a new contract that's coming up, and we'll set some dates to get that started with Labor Council. That's basically it.
Bob, is there a copy of what was sent to the county and to the planning board? Or anything? Maybe just get a head start on?
Yeah, I can forward that. I'll circulate that. I'll circulate the referral to the county planning board, and then the comments that we got from the planning board.
Okay. Clerk Treasurer's report.
Tax bills were mailed out on June 1st and now overdue. A 6% penalty has been added to any outstanding taxes. Currently, there is $34,340.17 with penalties included for outstanding 2022 taxes. Delinquent tax courtesy reminders will be sent out this week. Certified letters for delinquent water sewer users will be mailed August 9th. There has been a high volume of phone calls in regards to broken water meter notices. Completed hours of correspondence and research for village and union attorney. Participated in a webinar for Restore New York. Completed the 2022 payroll certification. There's been a high volume of notary services and Forest Lake usage. Chrissy and I have both been very busy with taxes, water bills, posting, deposits, and bank runs. The office will be closed Friday, August 19th due to a scheduling conflict, and also September 5th in observance of Labor Day.
No. Library report.
All right. Toby's not here. She's not doing well tonight. The biggest thing going on in the library is continuing our work to retain or to get our structural repairs completed or at least evaluated and worked on. I've spoken to the board tonight and have been assured that that is moving forward, which is great. 500 people used the library last month, which is incredible to me. And they had 250 people attend in-person events, which is also incredible for me, such a small village. So we put together an incredible package that was free of cost for the local students, or excuse me, for local youth to attend. And they have a couple more trips coming up, including the aquarium on August 11th. But the August 9th event may have to be canceled because of the extreme heat weather and weather that we're having. Other than that, working on obviously more events coming up and looking for volunteers on August 31st. I'm assuming it's at the fairgrounds because it said volunteers will receive free tickets to the fair. The library is moving on. Oh, one thing I do want to mention is, did you guys, I don't know about this, but they asked for the pollinator pathway project. Has that come up in front of the board yet? Did I miss the last?
Dobie was here.
Okay, she did talk about it. Okay, just want to make sure that was mentioned to the board. Okay, that's it.
And do we have to make a motion tonight to give her permission to do that? Or we just let her do it?
What's the project again?
Yeah, pollinator pathways.
They're gonna make some small adjustments to the three parts of the village in certain parks, including planting some plants and fixing walls.
You can confirm with the motion to authorize the library to perform that work.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Thomas, when we get through this, we'll make it up as we get there.
Perfect.
Community Center.
Okay, Community Center report for July. Julie says the center's been checked regularly during the month. The flowers and plantings look beautiful. George Bremen's volunteered to replace the prick mold around the doors of the center. Thanks him. Jess Grapperalt and Julie met on July 6th. They shared ideas for upcoming programs and events. Cub Scouts, Scout leaders use the center for meetings as well as greener pathways. The Water Wizards program scheduled for July was canceled due to enrollment. On August 8th through 12th, so that'd be now, from 10 to 11:30, the Wonderful World of Insects program. Cornell Cooperative Extension is leading the program and will be assisted by Jess Grapperalt. Ages 6 to 12 are welcome, and it's free of charge, and there's a flyer attached. The attendance is low for that program, and so if anybody knows any children that would want to go, even it was supposed to be a week-long program, but it would be okay if people just came in for a day or two if they have the time and the desire. That's it.
It's been really difficult to get youth to show up lately because of the weather, and there's something going on this year from what I understand, so...
Yeah, the Water Wizards, she had nobody enrolled.
Oh.
And the insects, very low.
Okay.
For last month, we had 10 calls for service, conducted 47 robbery checks, issued 3 UTTs, 9 PNT warnings, and overall, we had a pretty smooth fire convention for the 3 days that we were present. Elvis and everything. We were in the rain, but the ladies enjoyed that. But it was actually no issues across the board on all 3 nights. So that's what we like.
Yes.
And a lot of people.
Sally?
Oh, Jessica, can you hand those reports, those things that I gave you?
Oh, I did.
She did.
Awesome. So, in front of you, the Capital Regional Economic Development Council published their annual report today. So, I looked through it, and you'll see that on the front, that's the score. And they do a progress report of all the grants in all of the rounds. So
yes.
The BOA and the LWRP, you can see, is there. I highlighted it for you, and it has a nice big green score on time, on schedule, and you'll see the other grants are not on that. So it's pretty substantial that we managed to move that forward. Considering that Deborah held it up for 10 months last year, we're on schedule, got a nice big green, so I thought we should be proud of that.
Based on this, the blue means that it's completed, so those would be green also, right?
Green, just have a look at the front.
So there'd be two of them that weren't completed out of a total of like 30.
Say it again?
There'd be maybe two of them that weren't completed out of a total of 30 that are on this list, right? They're all green except for two of them. Completed,
yes.
Is also green. Okay.
They're all green, yes.
So most people, the vast majority of complete are on track.
Oh, well, actually, that's not quite true. But so perhaps what I should do for you, and maybe I should have done this, but I really didn't want to be ending up printing out. You know, obviously, this is just the page for the month. if you had a look at all of them, they don't all come in with blues and greens and yellows and blacks. Right, so I only printed one page. Obviously, there are multiple pages.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like me to print that and give that to you in the next meeting, more than welcome to.
Absolutely not. That's fine.
Pardon?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Not
I
interested
not
that the village is being considered on track. No, doesn't make any difference to you.
I can see it on this one. I don't need another one, do I? It's right here.
No, but you were making a comparison.
You made the comparison. I just backed it up.
All right. So let's move on.
Okay, guys. All right, let's go through this really quickly. So we held the meeting, the BOA committee meeting, and it was held on July 26th. And under the BOA grant, I reported that the draft of the RFP, based on the BOA work plan, is in motion and should be ready for review by the August BOA committee meeting. And moving along here, the LWRP grant watershed management plan updates. So we held the last meeting that was held with the participating towns of Claverack, Ghent, Hillsdale, Osterwich. It was July 13th. That was an update meeting while the WAC waited on the DOS because we had submitted the first draft of the RFP and we submitted that, as I reported last month, on 6/23, and it's still being reviewed by the DOS. And actually I'm going to revise that and say that in our next set of minutes you're going to see that in fact they did review it and it came back with two comments only, which was extraordinary, and that will now move forward. I'll be able to give that RFP with the comments after we've had the next WAC meeting, which is next week, and then I'll be able to give the draft to the committee. Larry has it through the email already, and then Larry and Brian can bring that draft to your board meeting so that you can all have a look at the RFP draft and see how that goes. The work plan and the budget amendment to the LWRP grant contract that was required by the DOS was approved on June 28th, and the DOS contracts will be department will be sending the amendment for the mayor's signature, and in fact they have done so just in the last couple of days. Jessica has it on her notes, right? So that has actually happened, and I believe it's a motion tonight.
Yes.
And the quarterly reports and biannual status reports, everything was submitted on time, which is a good thing. And the nomination for the Village of Philmont Historic District updates from Philmont Beautification Inc. was awarded the highest level of preserved New York grant in the amount of $14,000 to assist with paying the consultant fee of $23,000 for the preservation specialist Jesse Ravage to write the State National Register nomination of the Village of Philmont Historic District based on the Cultural Resource Survey of over 400 resources in the village completed in 2021. Preserve New York received 48 proposals and funded 22 of the proposals from 18 counties. And, you know, as to the comment about a luxury in terms of the Historic District, the main focus of doing the historic district is the tax credits that will help financially every single person on a fixed income fix their house. We all know that that's a luxury. And I saw Peter Johnson nodding at the luxury comment. I think it's essential that we get it happening in the village because it will help a lot of people, seniors, people living on fixed incomes to receive direct financial assistance to repair their homes. Much in need in Philmont if we want to save them these things. So the Preserve New York press release was issued on August 1, and that was emailed to Deborah Goodman, as I was requested last month to provide Deborah with any information that she could then decide if it was worthy or not to put on the village website, as it's the historic district, you may or may not. Okay, so next Heritage Working Group meeting, which is now 15 people, going really well, is on August 17th. We welcomed 3 new members last month. That was great. And the presentation for Philmont's history has been rescheduled for September 11th in Village Hall at 2 p.m. And Matt Kirsten of Milestone Heritage Consulting will present a PowerPoint and engage in questions. All are welcome. And the committee, actually, the working group, also want to do a 9/11 moment of silence. And I think we're going to ask, maybe we're going to outreach to Jeff French to come and read something in honor of 9/11.
What time do you need to get in? What time do you need to get in? Like 1 o'clock?
I think, you know, given the all, and thank you very much for the lines, I'm seeing those, that's awesome. I think it might be a really smart idea for us to set up the night, just the day before, just so that there is no possibility of technical problems again. Is that a problem? No. I think it's probably better for us to do that. Because if we run into the technical problems, then PB Inc. has purchased our own projectors, so we're no longer reliant on the borrowed equipment, which was 30% of the problem.
Where are you holding the Heritage group meetings?
Say it again?
Where are you holding, having the Heritage group meetings? You have.
They're all on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
They're
so you're,
all
not,
on
you're
Zoom.
Not getting together. Okay.
No, they're all on Zoom because they're just exactly the same as the WAC meetings. Everybody's dispersed. We've got a core group of residents in Philmont and businesses in Philmont. Natural Capsules just joined, various other people. But we've also got, you know, Columbia, a Cabrac, local historian. So it's on Zoom. It seems to work very well for everybody. Hillsdale, Cabrac, Philmont. Everybody's doing very well with that. Very congenial. That's it.
Good.
Guys have been pretty busy even in the heat. Mowing and straight turning around, garbage and recycling, and putting some brush on the roadside. Blacked out a little bit of potholes and cracks, and then we did quite a bit of on the upper part of the village, and watering the flower pots. It was extremely dry. One of the guys had a vacation for a week. Up the streets before the parade, prepared for the Fireman's Parade. Been working on the Joshua Trail and hauling stone for the road sealing now. Water report, wastewater report. Took samples in DEC and the health department, all passed, communicated with DEC regarding some plant issues, just to keep them informed of issues. Everything's running fine now. Actually running really well. Mowing and trimming down there. Working with Harkins for the clarifier gearbox and the water tower. Had the generator service inspected. Cleaned and graded around the base of the water tower with their excavator. And that's about it. A few of the odds and ends here.
Thank you. Mayor's report. So I've been in touch with Mrs. Benson about the library. We're trying to get a direction down there, and I think I finally narrowed her in a little bit so she understood. Everybody's goal down there is to keep a library open in Philmont. So, with that being said, there's only one or two things we can do. She's talking about additions, and instead of raising the building completely, she's going to put an addition on the front, an addition on the back, and change the roof lines. The other attractive thing to that is that we don't have to do it all at once. We can push it off. we raise the building, that means there's a huge project and a huge amount of money, which we do not have. There's 1,200 people in Philmont, and we can't bond out for a $2 or $3 million library. It just can't happen. And I don't know what she's got for investor donations. She was trying to get some. So what I told her we'd do was, we had a cost estimate from one of our engineers for the basement work that Chris Hoppe wanted done. Keeping in mind that Chris Hoppe was always planning on putting a second story on that old building. So that came to $85,000, and I told her that if there's any thought of raising the building, we can stabilize what's there for next to nothing. So we'll just get that one safe until they get a direction. But I'm hoping to get a direction from them when Chris and I meet with them at the next board meeting.
So if they don't go second story, the building is stable enough where we can just expand out instead of up?
Well, no. If they do the two additions and change the roof line, they're going to do the second story. But
that'll take pressure off.
Probably one of the few that's been in that basement, and it needs some help before we do too much more. I mean, but you can do that without doing a whole big project like Chris had figured out. And then we can put something out for bid. But
I can just make a comment too. Being in all these meetings, they're really dreaming big, and then what they can really be useful to them be very simple options, and give them those choices for them, and they can make one. I think it would help them a lot.
And, you know, Tom's probably not going to be happy with my suggestions, but he doesn't like spray paint. We are going to be on the Climate Smart Committee's best interest, or best. Other than that, been in touch with the engineer about the water tower. We're going to put that out for bid shortly. We're getting our bid package within the next 2 weeks. Kathy Eldridge called me from Greenport. She wants to put hers out to bid at the same time. She put hers out to bid earlier this year and got no bids. Nobody bid on the project. So I know Kippy wants to do his water tower. She wants to do hers. And with ours on the line, maybe we can get a company to come in and bid on all three. And I want to thank Larry and the fire company for a great convention. I heard nothing bad about it.
I have.
That's okay. As far as the public goes, I know you've probably heard from some firemen, so as far as the public goes, everybody thought it was great.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much.
Take a break.
Yeah. And that's all I have. Doug?
Okay. I got some materials at Lowe's and took care of some work that needed doing on the Village Green. Went to the workshop meeting. Attended the fire convention and drove in the parade. Since Dick is here, maybe we could give him a round of applause. He got an award as lifetime firefighter.
You didn't get that?
Yes,
he did. Well, okay. He doesn't want any. He doesn't want any. 73 years in the fire service. Thank you, Dick. That's really dedication. Mr. Snyder, I received positive comments on the work at the Essex Trail and the dock cleanup and all that over there. Some people have already been over there and noticed that. And thanks for the work on the shades, too. It looks like he's not done, but getting there. So thank you. That's it.
Jason? I missed the last meeting. My wife and I both had COVID, so I appreciate everyone catching me up. Obviously, we work on the firefighter convention. I spent a very busy week with Robin working on that comprehensive plan grant, and that went well. It's been submitted as of last Friday. I am running through this this interesting peer-reviewed park audit tool of all the parks, and you can let Julie know that too, because I know she's concerned about the park by the community center, to run through this with all of our parks, you can take a look at it in the village. It's new. I just found it like last week. To assess our parks and to make some recommendations for them, because obviously we need some recommendations that may be leaving them alone or maybe using some of the money that we have to improve them. And I've been dealing with the library a lot, awful lot really to get this settled in and what plans for our renovations and or saving the library building. So I appreciate everyone's hard work on that. And that's it.
Mark?
I'll send you a copy of the decision.
Like to thank the Fremont Police Department with their cooperation with the convention and also David's crew with the DPW. Thank you guys. Nice to see everybody pulled together for that. That was a 10-year obligation on my part, and I'm so glad it's over. Anyway, we'll move on from that. I attended the BOEM meeting, workshop meeting, the convention, had conversations with Supervisor Weigel over police coverage, which we discussed with Vern, and that's about it. Yep.
Yeah. You're gonna get the fire card.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Fire Chief's report, August 4th, 2022, submitted by Chief Mark Beaumont. Calls for the month of 9, EMS call at Wolfville Road, EMS Elmwood. Looks like we had a furnace malfunction. Structure fire, as everybody knows, at one commercial court on August 8th. Fire calls for the year 63, EMS calls 55, total calls 118, drills for the month were 3, truck inspections 1, work detail 6. And attended the Columbia County Volunteer Firemen's Association parade. 26 members in attendance. That's it.
Okay. Correspondence. There's a list on the table, and Jessica's got a hard copy. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to enforce the water turnoff law and take action against delinquent water users.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to accept with regret Scott Strait's resignation as Village of Philmont Police Officer effective August 1st, 2022.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to accept with regret Vincent Igo's resignation as Village of Philmont Police Officer effective August 1st, 2022.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to hire Jessica Thomas effective August 3rd, 2022 to fill the vacancy of Planning Board Secretary at a pay rate of $45 per meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to hire Renee Dober effective immediately as Library Substitute Clerk at the pay rate of $15 an hour.
Motion.
Is that enough?
I think it's the starting rate there.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And we've got that last motion to authorize the filmer.
I still got a couple more.
My list is shorter.
Okay. Motion to appoint Peter Johnson as a member of the Village of Philmont Library Board of Trustees for a 5-year term to expire October 1st, 2027.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Yeah. 5 years?
That's
a long time.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the New York State DOS contract modification form for the Aquamic Creek Watershed Management Plan.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
No.
Motion to authorize the Philmont Library via Director Toby Farley to implement the previously discussed pollinator project for Philmont properties.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Unfinished business.
We just hired Jessica for planning board. Do we have a zoning board secretary? Did the secretary,
as far as I know, she's still there.
So we don't know.
I think Debbie's still for zoning.
They only meet.
I know, but I just want to make sure. Yeah. I didn't know if like she left the area or why, whatever happened.
No.
Okay.
What's the planning board number again?
30.
So it's less than the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Should be the other way around.
It's a lot of work.
I do all the minutes and stuff too. Yeah. It's a lot of hours after the meetings.
It's probably, Larry's probably double the time by the time that she leaves and does the minutes afterwards, prepares the vouchers, cycles the applications around, make sure everybody's got them.
I think 30 is low. I'm not disputing that, but I think we're good.
But planning board and drawing board should be more or less volunteer in a small village like this. So just people that want to keep the community together. I mean,
mm-hmm.
$30.
20 years ago, Mr. Johnson, I would agree with you. Not anymore.
I think it was 15 hours
when I was on the plane. Volunteerism is dwindling.
I know.
So we can talk about that during budget time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to try to increase these a little.
I would pay too.
Well, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
All right. Police don't need any more money, though.
Alright, new business?
Do we want to take a session?
Yeah, that's two more down.
Okay.
Alright.
Are you gonna inform us about the trail situation? Remember, we asked you to look into.
Yeah, we can do that in executive session. I did do the research and prepared.
Okay, so there we'll do it now. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to need a motion to go into executive session.
Motion.
Contractual obligations with Auction International.
Yes.
And how would we word it about the trail?
Potential litigation regarding trail access and location.
Did anyone say yes?
I made the motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
We'll be back. I don't need a motion to sell the fire trucks.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're done.
Thank you.